Welcome, everyone. I'm very excited about today. For those of you who woke up very early, Ismar, Rosalie, thank you so much for joining us this early. The rest of you, thank you very much for joining us as well, taking the time out of your day. And then for today, we are going to talk about happiness. So there's a lot of different perspectives on happiness. What makes us happy? Where does our happiness come from? And we are going to discuss a few questions regarding that. What makes you truly happy? Think about anything that makes you truly happy. Let's see. Ismar, tell me what makes you truly happy?
Hello, people. Frank and I, we have discussed about this subject sometimes, and probably I will frustrate you because my idea about this feeling or maybe this concept, but I don't believe in happiness, how people think it is. I explain it. People
Yes.
say in general, oh, I want to be happy. I think it's possible maybe to not to have happiness for something that you can have or you feel forever and without interruption. I think it doesn't exist. We have some good moments. Maybe we are joyful in a moment and very sad in the other. Then in general, I think it's not possible to be happy.
Okay.
And this question, what makes you truly happy? First, I think happiness doesn't exist. And true happiness, I think, less than it would be the only happiness. I think this question or maybe this desire is something out of the world, out of our possibilities as a human being. That's it.
Very good. That's why I asked you first, because I have a little bit of insight of your perspective.
The man has spoken.
Yes, definitely. Sylvie, what is your opinion? What makes you truly happy?
I agree with Isma. You cannot be happy
What?
all the time. It's not possible.
No, you
But
can't be
if you
happy all
are
the time.
if you are satisfied with your life, that's an important point. And sometimes if you make happy someone, it's also, from my perspective, very important. So yes,
Interesting. This is a surprise, Sylvie. I wasn't expecting this from you.
what?
That you agree with Sylvie, with Isma. I'm sorry. Okay.
You cannot all the time laughing and being happy. So it's not possible. You cannot always be positive. So it's my case. But
that's
yes,
true.
mainly I'm happy in the life, but not every time. It's
Ines, what do you think? What makes you truly happy?
So, I prefer to say how what things can makes me happy, but truly happy, I don't know really. But small things can makes me happy. You know, I feel happiness when my kids are in good health, are happy. When I'm satisfied, not very happy, I'm satisfied of what I'm doing. And the truth, the word truly happy, I have a little bit difficult to have this feeling.
Okay.
Okay, this
Okay.
is interesting. Thank you, Ines.
Yes. Rosie, what makes you truly happy?
I think what Ismar and Sylve said it's true. I agree with them because I'm not happiness. I'm not happy all the time, but I have a lot of good times with my family, with myself. So I think little things can make you happy. Like take a coffee with a friend or with your family, good times. So for me, happiness, it's good times in your life, not all the time. But when you have good times with someone or with yourself.
It's getting more and more interesting.
I'm getting really confused here.
I'm getting sad.
No.
Oh, come on, let's make okay, everyone, let's make Janita happy.
No, I'm joking.
Okay, Janita.
Levant, what makes you truly happy?
Spending good time with my son. He is 5 years old.
Really?
And yeah, and to be successful in my job.
Okay. So how do you measure your success in your job? How does that make you happy?
I feel so comfortable. You know, we are working in Turkey, so it's hard work. I'm so busy at many times. I'm sales manager, regional sales manager. When I sell today a good budget, for example, it's a 1 million Turkish lira or $1 million, it's a free day for me.
Okay. And that makes you happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, of
money,
course.
Yes.
It makes the world go round.
Yes. If I were a rich man.
Yes. Okay, Sunet, what makes you truly happy?
Okay, so what makes me truly happy is going home after work and being able and to be able to cuddle up on the couch with my cats and reading books. That makes me truly happy.
Just a quick question on the side, Sunet. What is your job? What do you do?
I work in finance. So I'm a credit analyst for a global company.
Okay.
So it's a lot. So it's good to be able to switch off at the end of the day.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So you should talk to Levant about money. Yeah.
Good plan.
But she can also talk to you about cats.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. I'm very open to speaking about my cats.
Okay, we have a topic.
I also love cats.
You see, we can start a group here.
Yes.
Don't give Frank any more ideas.
I think a podcast about cats and the things they get up to might be a good option.
Okay, you're on, Sunet. This is it's been recorded. It's in the public domain. Janita will host it.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Some interesting answers. Who is the happiest person you know, and why are they happy? So think of one person that you know, someone who's always happy, always smiling, or most of the time. And why are they happy? Frank, I skipped you in the previous question.
Yes, I'm very offended by this.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about the cat podcast.
So are you implying I should answer this question, which because I have seen the questions in advance. To this
yes.
moment, I physically think I cannot, and this is actually a problem. Who is the happiest person I know, and why are they happy? And It's a challenge at the moment. I find it difficult to think of somebody, and maybe that's I seriously, I cannot think of anybody at the moment who the happiest person I know. Yeah.
Yourself, perhaps.
Me?
Yes.
Well, yes, I am
And
happy.
why? And why then?
Is this confession time, Sylvia? Well, I'm exceedingly happy because this collaboration with Janita has just become a firework of activity and energy. But I'm sure there are people who are much happier than me. Yeah. So I just want to put myself back. But failing that, maybe Sylvie, you have the answer. Maybe I am the happiest person. I have a cat lying here, she's sleeping. But that's not a person. So I'm going to pass because honestly, I cannot answer this question.
It's a difficult question.
I think no one can be happy every time, but we are working, we are all the time working to be happy, I think.
Working to be happy.
Yes, we are working to be happy.
That's an oxymoron. That is not
I
possible.
don't think. Well, we are working. I am working all the time. Working, and once finish my work, I am go home and say, "Oh, okay, this today is finished."
What about your son? Is your son a very happy Levant?
Yes, I think my son, I wish to be in his age. I think he is happy. I want from him to be happy every time, and I try to do it for him. I try to make conditions, good conditions for him, to make him happy. I think he is happy.
Okay. Do you think he's the happiest person you know?
No, I don't think.
Okay. So who is the happiest person you know?
I don't know. I am maybe a little bit oxymoron, like he says, Frank. I don't think generally all the people are happy, sometimes not happy, but it's about energy. I think you are happy now because your energy is very good. I see you first time, but it's your energy so high. I think you are the person maybe I see the happiest.
Sylvie, who is the happiest person you know, and why are they happy?
As I said before, I think it's not possible to be happy every time. So if I'm honest, I think about, but I'm not sure if I know someone who is happy every time. So it's difficult to answer. What I said before is to be satisfied about your life. That's a big, big point for everyone. That's the beginning of happiness.
I'm just wondering if we're thinking we can't be happy all the time, but we can be happy.
No, I think we can choose to be happy or
Ah.
not.
Oh, Sonetta, hold that thought.
We will get to that. We share the same perspective.
Okay.
Ismar, who is the happiest person you know? Do you know any happy people?
I would like to compliment something about happiness because I can notice that there are some differences among what one and another think what happiness is. When I say that happiness doesn't exist, I think like a permanent state of feeling of being smiling and think that have all things that you need to be with all people you love. I think just a state of feeling doesn't exist. But if you use happiness or to be happy as a synonym, like to be glad, to be satisfied, I think, of course, happiness exists. And I would say that the gladdest people that I know, I would say, is teacher Janita and Rose, because they smile Almost all the time they say something when they talk to us, and I think they are very glad, I would say. And for this, I prefer not to use the adjective happy or the noun happiness, because I think it's a state of permanent feeling.
So I agree in a way that we have different feelings, and those feelings can either make us feel happy or sad. And then different things that we do can also depend on how we feel later on. So I agree. So being friendly, for example, you mentioned myself and Rosie always smiling when we are talking to you. We are being friendly. We are smiling. It's a part of happy, but maybe not complete happiness.
Okay,
if that
we're not,
makes sense.
It does. We're not doing our jobs properly.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's move on to Rosie. Who is the happiest person you know, and why? Why are they happy?
Okay, let's go. I think you.
Because,
yeah, because the first time that I see you in the screen, you was all the time smiling. And when you speak, your energy is very good. And oh, she's very interesting. She's very, she all the time is smiling. Maybe she is in this way all the time. So you and my niece too. I don't think so. If she is the happiest person, but she's a ballet dancer, and she tries all the time be happy, and she has good times always. Yeah, because she teaches ballet for children, and she's a missionaria. I don't know this word in English.
A mission,
can you help us?
A missionary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, she and her husband bought a house in Maringá, a nice city too. And she I think she is happy. She, okay, not all the time, but she's happy. I think so. Okay.
I'm going to have a very big ego after today. With all the nice compliments.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
Okay. Ines, who is the happiest person you know, and why are they happy?
So, the happiest person after you, obviously, is my friend. His name is Manet, and he's always smiling, always laughing, and this pop color, this yellow pop color, remind me her. She's always shining like a sun, and I love him very, very much. I love spending time with her because he's joyful. We can say joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Joyous, please.
Full of. He's full of joy. You could also say.
Yeah,
that.
Full of joy. Mm-hmm. And I love this kind of people.
And then Sunet, who is the happiest person you know, and why are they happy?
Well, firstly, I can say that Janita is not just happy when she's speaking to you. She's happy at home as well, and she's always laughing. Smiling, so definitely a happy person in general. And then I'm thinking of another lady. So she is my boyfriend's mom, and I think she's very happy, but mostly content. So she's retired, she's doing art at home, and she spends time with her dogs and her art friends, and she's always saying that being able to do these things that she enjoys makes her happy. And it definitely shines through and you can see it while interacting with her. And if she tells you a story, you can really see the joy and the happiness come from within her. So, yeah, I think she's also one of the happiest people I know.
And she recently traveled to Paris for a painting course or something.
Yes, she had a 3-month travel to Paris last year around this time, where she just walked the streets of Paris, went home in the evenings, painted the things that she saw on the streets, and so it's a good life.
Ooh, we have another topic here. Thank you, Sunet. You are inspiring. You're inspiring this collaboration.
I'll make notes. She can take over the class.
So I want to throw the ball into your court, Janita. So who is the happiest person you know, apart from yourself?
So I was thinking, it took me quite some time to find someone I think is the happiest person I know. And I would say my mom. She's always friendly. She's always smiling. She's also enjoying the things she does, scrapbooking and painting. And she volunteers at the church. And when you see her, she always has a big smile on her face. And I think that she is truly happy with where she is at life, what she's doing, and I can tell you that she's very proud of us, me and Sunet, the things we do, the things we accomplish, and that also makes her very happy.
So why, because of this, you are happy? Because of your mom?
No. No, not because of my mom. So, like you mentioned earlier, if you go home after a long day and you relax on the couch or you play with your son. So all of these small things, in my opinion, contributes to happiness. So I think I mentioned to Frank earlier this week that for some people, just to have a clean kitchen gives them some happiness because then they don't have to spend too much time cleaning the kitchen. And also doing the things you love. For me, that beautiful background that Frank is showing to everyone, that makes me happy. If I can do something creative or if I can design something, even if it's just for myself or for Frank, it makes me feel happy. The same with the slides. When I did the slides, I was so excited. I made so many typing errors.
But no comment.
Yes. So I had to make some corrections because I was so excited to get this done and to put it out there and to have this class today that I didn't focus completely. But like small things. At the moment, I can see the birds outside. They are flying and eating and chirping. That makes me happy. Makes me feel relaxed. It makes me feel calm. And even the clean kitchen makes me happy. So I think all in all, small little things contribute to overall happiness. Let's move on. Do you think people were happier in the past than now? Now, if you think about a few years ago, it can be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, do you think people were happier in the past than they are now?
I want to answer, first of all, this question.
Yes, of course.
Me. Yes, before 5 years, 10 years, maybe years, I think the older people more happier than this time because the world now, it's past so bad times because of economic, because of war in many places, and no one can do anything about it. They are only things said, and they can't do anything. So because of this, I think it's maybe before 10 years, 15 years ago, it's a better world than here.
Ines, what do you think? Do you think people were happier in the past than they are now?
Oh, yes. I totally agree with Levent. I think that worlds are changing very fast. and what are all the problems that we are living, you can say
experiencing that we are experiencing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are very strange, very, very, I don't want to say very bad, but for me, it is. And I don't know, maybe for my case, because I have teenagers, so life, it's a little bit hard and difficult than when they was younger. My only problem was finding a very good playground, but now problems are others, are most important, like the graduation, the university, and the place where they can live a very good life. And all these things can make me a little bit frustrated and a little bit how to say angoissé.
Afraid.
So I think that people were happier in the past. Yes.
So a few years ago, your only problem was looking for a playground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you have to worry about university and where they will live, what they will do.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I agree. Sylvie, do you think people were happier in the past than they are now?
Yes, I agree with both. But also it depends in which family you grow with. That's also a point. But yes, of course, I think the social media and the phone makes or create more solitude,
more loneliness. Yeah.
Loneliness. And if I think about my childhood, I think I spent more time. I was perhaps more happy as the youngest people. Actually, they only spent time with friend by the phone, no really communication, and more children with 10 years have a phone and are excluded in their room, and yes, and have access to several internet, and they do not the activities they should do in the outside with other friends and met friends. And so if I compare with my childhood, I think I was happy. And I'm not sure that the childhood today is so happy as well as I was.
Excellent for pointing that out. I was thinking about the same thing. Also, social media, TV, video games, how that affects the kids of today. I think in the past, if I think back to my childhood, we used to play outside until it gets dark. And then your mom will fight with you to get inside because it's dark. But these days, I've noticed with my son too, he will play outside for a little bit and then he'll come inside to watch TV. And I've also noticed in restaurants, a lot of kids and teenagers will sit on their cell phones instead of using the playground at the restaurant. Or we used to color pictures when we waited for our food in a restaurant. Now kids are sitting with their phones. So I think that definitely has an effect on the happiest or the happier side of life. Okay. Ismar, what is your opinion? Do you think people were happier in the past than they are now?
As someone mentioned something about social media, I would say that today most of us are more up to date on what is happening all around the world than before. For example, 2 days ago, 100 people died in a discotheque in the in the Dominican Republic, then I feel sad about them, about their family. I'm sad about wars in Ukraine and in the Middle East and many other wars. Some other days I read that we have around 60 wars around the world. I think it's so many wars. And about this, I think it became as more stressed or more worried about what is happening around us. But we have three moments related to our life: past, present, and future. I know what happened in my past. Then I can say, oh, I was very glad what happened in that moment, what I got it, and what's happening here. I don't know exactly what will be in the next second. And when I say in a long future, more, much less, then I think the past is something that is established. Then I can say, or we can say, that maybe past was better than the present, than the future. I think it's the sensation that we have, because we know what happened, but we don't know what is happening, neither what will happen.
So we have more access to information, or faster access to information, and that can also affect how we feel or how we live our daily lives. Okay, I agree with you on that as well. If we think back to COVID, before COVID, there were different pandemics. There were pandemics happening all over the world, but people didn't rush into this panic and stressful feeling, and they need to buy food and they need to buy things from the grocery store because everything is going to close because of the pandemic. There wasn't that pressure or stress caused by social media, where the moment COVID started, everyone went into a full-on panic mode. And that, I think that also affects happiness, definitely. The same with the wars. We read about the wars every day. We hear about the trade wars that Mr. Trump is busy creating. So we know about these things. Even at this moment, it doesn't affect our lives, in my opinion. But maybe in the long run, it can. But it makes us feel sad, or it makes us feel helpless, or thinking about what are we going to do? Where are we heading? What is the future going to look like? So I think that is something that social media has a very big effect on our personal happiness too. Okay. Then Rosalie, do you think people were happier in the past than they are now?
Yes. Yes. I totally agree with Sylvie. I think we were happier than now because the social medias, like Sylvia said, my childhood is totally different from nowadays. And sometimes I'm feeling blue because geez, when I see the children, when I see my students, for example, when you go to the shopping mall and you can see, for example, children eating McDonald's, four or six teenagers in a table eating, and all of them in the mobile phone. Oh my God, they don't talk with each other. So it's really, really sad. But not only teenagers, the adults too. when I go out and when I go to the shopping mall, I am just looking at the people. Oh my God, people don't talk with each other. And I try don't do this, right? For example, when I go to the theater with my sister or with some friend, we can use the mobile phone right now. Talk with each other. So But people put the mobile phone on the table, and sometimes, but I try when I am with my sister or with some friends, I ask them, please don't use mobile phone. I am here. Talk to me. Look at my eyes. So I think there are a lot, and there are some other things, but social medias, it's a bad situation right now.
Our topic quickly went to social media.
I just want to throw in one comment here. It's my mother's 88th birthday today. She, as some of you know, she is German. She was born in 1937, and so she lived in Germany during the war, during the Second World War. Now, she lived in a small town. She was a young girl. She didn't experience the war as living in a big city or anything like that. But the whole political environment played a role in her upbringing and lack of education and everything that came with it. So I don't think she actually had time to be happy or unhappy. She just took life as it is. And I think one of the takeaways out of that is things were simpler, things were more carefree, maybe. Yeah. Even when the Allies bombed Germany to smithereens, she still managed to find joy in picking fruit in the garden, growing some vegetables or something like that. And the interesting thing is that the house that my grandparents occupied was then requisitioned by British military officers. So there was a family, and she and her sister and her parents moved to a smaller house on the same property, and the British military took over the main house. And these two countries were at war, but the humanity between the officer of the British officer and their children and my mother forged a future. And he gave her chocolate. He introduced her to things she had never seen before. So we live in the present moment, and it's up to us to make the best of it. And I think that is the big takeaway. So, you know, people were happy in the past. They didn't know it any differently. My mother didn't know anything except a conflict. Yeah. But the humanity that followed afterwards shaped her life into the future. Yeah. And then she met my father, and the rest is history. So I think we have to not forget the past, but to put it into the context. Like, we live in the present. We have all of these issues. It's up to us to change them. We can do that. And we have to prepare. It's us. It's our generation that created this whole social media stuff. And and people tend to forget that. It's yes. The minds of the 20th and 21st century that did this. And we are the ones projecting that into the future. And it's our kids and grandkids who are going to take that and play with it. Yeah. So don't forget the past, live in the moment, yeah, and think of the future.
Yes, that gives a completely different perspective on how to focus on your happiness. if even in living in difficult times, you are happy with the things that you have and you appreciate the things that you have. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. I think that is something to take away.
Can we be happy again? This has become
yes. Sunet, do you think people were happier in the past than now?
Yeah, listening to all of the answers, they're really good answers, because I think social media definitely plays a role, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't be happy. So I think it goes hand in hand with the perspective. So if you look at people living in the past and a few years ago, where things from our perspective looked easier and it was easier for them to be happy, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the case. Because in 10 years from now, if you ask the same question to the next generation, they are probably going to say that we were happier than they are at that point in time. So I think it has a lot to do with perspective and how you look at it. But I also think that times with social media definitely changed us as well, because life is a lot more fast-paced and there's a lot of extra stresses being placed upon us. So I definitely think there's a difference between us now and people being happier in the past.
If we look at the perspective, years ago, obviously things were cheaper. Food was cheaper, houses were cheaper, cars were cheaper. It was much more affordable. But as the communities and the societies grew, the prices automatically also grew with that. So I think maybe if we look at the time that my parents left school and how they were able to afford a big house and a fancy car and everything compared to us now, there's a big difference. The amount, let's say the salary they were paid every month were sustainable. It was enough for them to afford all of these things. But now the salary that we have, we sometimes struggle to get through the month even because of the different times.
Yeah.
So maybe things were easier back then in our perspective, because we see that things were cheaper. And now we feel things are a little bit more difficult because everything is so expensive. But
so you said about inflation.
Inflation, yes.
Levant, what is the inflation rate in Turkey at the moment? Where are you now? Are you back into single digits or are you still in double digits?
What's your idea?
I think you're still in double digits, but lower than when we spoke a year ago.
It's double, it's 50.
50% inflation, yeah?
Yes.
Well, not easy. Not easy.
No, that's definitely not easy.
But last time we spoke, you were 90%, I think, yeah? So you're going down 40 percentage points, yeah?
Yeah, but still bad, very bad, because of no one can earn money with 50%.
Okay. Yanita, we need some happiness.
Okay. I think most of you already answered this question in your previous answers, but is it possible to be happy all the time? Let's see. Rosalie, what do you say? Is it possible to be happy all the time?
Oh, my God. I don't think so. All the time, no. but I think so. If we aren't happy all the time, when we aren't happy, we are passing for an experience, right? And this experience can make us more experience and we can learn with some situations. So I think this, when we aren't happy, something can help us to think different in the future and can help us to think about how can you resolve some situation. And in this time you aren't happy, but you are learning something You know, I don't know if I could explain you my thought, but we aren't happy all the time, but we are learning. We are, in my opinion, we always learn about something, even when you aren't happy, when you are sad for some reason, or when you are worried, or when you are disappointed. So we are always learning.
So I want to share something. There was an article that Frank shared with me on Monday, and this article talks about tracking your steps and tracking your calories and the food you eat. And there was also a mention of tracking your moods, your daily moods. And I wrote down my moods, my feelings from Saturday. So on Saturday, I felt relaxed and content. So I was happy, I was relaxed, carefree. And then on Sunday, I was overly excited and very happy.
Well, there's a particular reason for that.
There's a reason for that. It was my birthday.
Voila.
So I also felt very loved and grateful on Sunday. Then on Monday, I felt overwhelmed and anxious. I was anxious about what was going to happen this week. I was anxious about work. I was anxious about getting back into the morning run to take my son to school and fetching him in the afternoon, and everything. I just felt overwhelmed. Then on Tuesday, I was motivated and focused. So also, I was happy on Tuesday. Where Monday, I didn't feel as happy as I normally do, but I was motivated. I was focused. I had set some goals for myself, which I did finish off. And I was actually very happy by the time I went to bed. But then on Wednesday, I was exhausted. I was positive, but I was so tired. And I felt that sometimes that I couldn't focus on anything. So even though I was positive, I wasn't completely happy because I was very tired. And then yesterday, that was Wednesday. Then today, excited again, happy, relaxed, because the week is coming to an end. So I decided to do tomorrow's feelings again, and then I'm going to write a short article to post on the breeder community with my observations of my own feelings. So I agree that it's not possible to be happy all the time. Yes, we feel happy, but sometimes we are tired. Sometimes we are busy that we forget about being happy. Sometimes we are stressed. Sometimes things happen. We have busy days, crazy days, and I think that is also what affects our happiness.
Wow. Wow, I didn't think that article that I sent you would generate that observation. And what conclusions have you drawn? Do you think it was worth the exercise to actually track your mood, to track your happiness?
Yes. Yes, especially related to today's session, thinking about the questions that I'm asking today. Is it possible to be happy all the time? No. It's not.
No.
Because our daily lives, our schedules, that is influenced by, or that influences our feelings. So observing this and making notes of how you feel or how you felt on that day, it does make you realize, but, oh, I did this and it made me feel happy. I did this, but I was very tired, or I felt relaxed. And the reason is I didn't have work to do. So I think it does make a difference to keep track of how you are feeling, even if it's just for 1 or 2 days or 3 days, to see how it changes. Not one day that I wrote down was the same. Every day I felt something different.
Very philosophical. Janita, I'll be going to do this again next Thursday.
Yes, I'm available.
We continue our lunch with Janita and Frank next Thursday, next week. I would be very happy to do this.
Yes, me too. Very happy.
Okay. So, last words. Okay. You have the final word, Janita.
I have the final word. Thank you very much for everyone attending today. Everyone who had to wake up very early, Rosalie, Ismar, thank you very, very much. I know it's not always easy, especially if you have a long day ahead. Sunette taking time out of her work time to join us. Ines making time in her busy schedule between fashion designing and modeling to join us as well. Sylvie, Levant, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate that. Frank, for you as well, organizing and giving the guidelines and correcting my mistakes. Thank you very much.
Well, I have to admit, I oversaw one or two of your mistakes as well.
Yes.
So you know, this is the good thing about it.
Two heads are better than one.
Exactly. So I think this was the second pilot of our three pilot series. We don't know what we're going to talk about next week. It could be cats, Sunetta.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, if you can make your time available, then you could be the guest speaker. Thank you, everybody. Also from the Breeder community. We will just continue this discussion on the community platform. We'll put the questions there, and then we can continue this within the community. Janita, thank you very much.
Yes.
We will stay in contact as per usual. Everybody yes. else, if you want to join us next week, you know where we are. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.